kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and 2 nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's cars with a K.
You deserve the wedding dress of your dreams. Right now at David's Bridal, find gorgeous gowns for every style and budget, including select wedding dresses originally $700 to $1,600, now just $499. So be bold, be flirty, be sweet. But whatever you do, be your own bride, only at David's Bridal. Sale ends February 21st.
Gotta be yourself.
1950.
Need legal advice by a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
CBS Friday. Mac is back.
Woo-hoo!
The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he going to stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil.
I'm dangerous.
Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Flash shipping and handling included, all for just $34.99. Just go to proflowers.com and use my code Bernstein. Pick your flowers, you check out in 2 minutes. Order now, have it delivered on Valentine's Day right to home or work. ProFlowers bouquets are guaranteed to last 7 days or your money back. Can't beat the price, can't beat the convenience. Trust ProFlowers to get it right. Here's the only way to get one dozen assorted roses, a free glass vase, and shipping and handling included, all for just $34.99. Go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone to the top right corner, type in Bernstein. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic, type in the code Bernstein. Don't wait. Order today. The deal expires today at midnight.
The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 51, where the Atlanta Falcons take on the New England Patriots. Listen live from Houston starting at 3 p.m. Sunday on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago, broadcasting live. Live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Don't miss your chance to watch Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Only 5 home games remain and tickets are limited. Buy now at nusports.com. The Bulls are trying to win their 3rd straight as they play game 2 of their 6-game road trip tonight in Houston. Bulls have scored a combined 249 points in their last 2 wins. Center Robin Lopez shooting 70% from the field his last 2 games. 7 o'clock start time tonight in Houston. The Blackhawks snapped a 3-game losing streak with a 4-3 win over Arizona last night. They're now just 4 points behind Minnesota in the Central Division. Hawks and Stars tomorrow in Dallas. The Cubs equipment truck has been loaded up and is on its way to Mesa. We're now just about 2 weeks from pitchers and catchers reporting for the Northsiders. Kyle Schwarber talked to Mullion Hanley yesterday about whether or not he'll continue to play behind the plate.
I still want to catch, and I'm not oblivious. You know, we have one of the best young catchers in the game, Wilson Contreras. And, you know, that guy's one heck of a catcher. I've had the pleasure to, play with him in the minor leagues and to see him, how he's kind of grown into the player he is now, and what he's going to become is going to be special.
Meanwhile, on the south side, Jose Quintana remains on the White Sox staff as spring training approaches. The Astros are reportedly still interested in Quintana, and Astros owner Jim Crane told Bob Nightingale that MLB's decision to award the Astros the Cardinals' top 2 draft picks could impact Houston's willingness to part with young talent. In football, head of the NFL Players Union, Demora Smith, hopped on with Spiegel and Parkins just moments ago to lodge his extreme objection to a bill being pushed by the McCaskey family that would deny workers' compensation to any pro athletes at any level in Illinois after age 35. And here's what Smith says he'll do about the bill if it passes.
This union will tell every potential free agent player, if this bill passes, to not come to the Bears.
That bill has been tacked on to Illinois' embattled budget proposal. And according to CBS Sports' Jason LaCanfora, the Bears are ready to go all out to try to land New England backup quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. This scoreboard update brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com and kick off the first day of the 2017 Chicago Auto Show with The Score. Catch us broadcasting live from the Toyota Sports Corner on Saturday, February 11th from 4 to 8 p.m. Brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, the radio home of Super Bowl 51 this Sunday when the Falcons take on the Patriots. Listen Sunday for all the coverage on Chicago's number one rated sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This union will tell every potential free agent player, if this bill passes, to not come to the Bears. Because think about it. If you're a free agent player and you have an opportunity to go play somewhere else, where you can get lifetime medical for the injuries that you're going to have, isn't a smarter financial decision to go to a team where a bill like this hasn't passed?
That was Demora Smith with us earlier on the Spiegel and Parkin Show, the head of the NFL Players Association.
You know, in a multifaceted story, I think we all walk away with that as the money quote. Because you're...
Yeah.
As much as it is about several other situations, that's the kind of thing that motivates the level of opposition that might be needed here.
Right. There's people beyond just Bears players that get affected, and that's the morally reprehensible part. But the part that is going to motivate a lot of people is Bears aren't going to be able to sign a wide receiver.
More billionaires. More billionaires being affected.
But what do you think? Basketball or baseball?
Yeah. If you're Theo Epstein or you're Rick Hahn right now or you're John Paxson, I'd say, whoa, hold on.
Unless your owners are in on it.
Unless they know already. Yeah. It's a hell, good afternoon, boys. It's a hell of a story, isn't it?
Great job with him. That was really good. I was sitting in the car waiting to go to the parking garage and got here a little late because I wanted to hear what he had to say and where you guys opened up doors for him. But that's... You know, generally you understand that he has a job to do and that the public is going to be played here. But I think that the gamble, apparently, on the part of the Bears, and we don't know, it may be other teams, was to play this, well, these billionaire athletes, they can afford it. We shouldn't be subsidizing them when they're
paid
not...
Paid to the fans.
Sure, when they're not paid to the meathead fans, when they're not understanding that the average NFL career is still like 3.5 years, and most of these guys bump around to the bottom of a roster, and then they're done, and they haven't made anything.
And it's professional athletes. If someone suffers an injury on a minor league hockey team, you know what I mean? It's a bill. It goes beyond just football players.
And the Bears' record on some of these workmen's comp situations as well. You know, the way that their practices might be different from practices around the league on how they handle these things.
Yeah, we've heard some of that.
Yeah.
That the Bears go on a case-by-case basis. You started to address that a little bit.
Yeah, basically,
some people may settle.
Yeah.
Some teams settle, say, all right, here's your money.
Right.
The Bears will fight you tooth and nail for every dollar.
Some teams will write one premium that just covers everybody and they just take care of it. And
the Bears don't have that premium.
They take every single case to court individually against people that
need it.
People that need it and people, some are more capable, obviously, of getting representation than others. Everyone's got to fight their own individual case.
And I wasn't aware when we started going down the rabbit hole of the story that the NFL already gives them the credit to deal with the workers' comp.
So the Bears are winning two times.
Yeah,
so
they pay into it, right.
Exactly.
They pay into their benefits.
And as long as the CBA stays active, they get that money no matter what.
And so then they nickel and dime it on a case-by-case basis, hope to come out ahead, and then still collect what they pay into on the other side.
Then the Bears are just cadging back what has already been fed in, just scraping at it.
It's so petty. It's such an insignificant amount of money, and we've been talking a lot of politics on air and off air here, and it just pisses me off. Yeah. Just pisses me off about the system that this is thrown into the Illinois state budget. We got enough freaking problems.
That there is no budget. We don't have a budget.
But it's a provision within it.
This is part of a proposal, either a poison pill or a football.
The sand in the gears, man.
I really want to hear from the Bears if they'll talk about it, obviously, or this Christine Redonio. I want to hear why they think this is really a good idea beyond the obvious economic reasons that we're coming on.
Well, we're extending the invites on the show, and I'm sure everybody will do the same throughout the weekend, or you know, after the Super Bowl. Maybe it'll be that we don't want to get in front of the Super Bowl madness that a lot of NFL teams hide behind. So.
Well, they're getting buried right now from people like us, based on the information that we have. They ought to defend themselves.
If DeMaurice Smith said something wrong, you know, set the record straight. Simple as that. And we should be asking the same things of these other owners around this city as well.
Well, that's the thing. There's so many prongs to the story, right? So we know that the McCaskies lobbied for this. Did the Ricketts? Did the Reinsdorfs? Did anybody else? We have no idea. I don't know yet. Wasn't able to find all of that out.
Because it's going to affect all of you.
Well, yeah, well, that money quote, man, is incredible. And I heard that he was just flaming the McCaskies down in Houston. I was like, well, let's see if we can do that on the radio.
Well, let's also keep in mind that wouldn't it be worth contacting the NBA PA and the MLB PA also?
I've got to assume there are they know about this, obviously.
Because it's not, as DeMaurice Smith said, they've fought against this in other places. Yeah. It's not like the McCaskies are the smartest billionaires in the world who just came out with this way to penny pinch a few extra million dollars.
Not a new tactic, but the currency they have is the fans. And if for every fan that says, these millionaire athletes, they get every break anyway, and I worked hard on a roof, so I don't have any sympathy for them. That's the same guy who's saying, why aren't they signing these guys?
Right. Well,
would you rather they have a better opportunity to sign some of these guys, or would you rather worry about how much you think they make?
Well, the flip side of that, too, is the narrative that we've seemingly been fighting for decades now about the cheapness of ownership groups in this city, mm-hmm. and how you don't want to call anybody cheap, but I don't care what you do on the first night of free agency. If you're telling Julius Peppers that we're not taking care of you after you get hurt, after you twist up your ankle, after you break your hip, after your career is over, then that's where the real money comes in.
See, I remember, you know, obviously letting Wilbur Marshall go away, or when the field is frozen over and they go and practice indoors at a high school back in the day.
Poor practice fields that people were getting hurt on, and Antoine Roll told us about.
Yeah, absolutely, you're right. But didn't it go away, this reputation of Bears as cheap? I think because when they spent all the money on House Hall and they did some of the other stuff and some of the free agent deals, like this reinforces a narrative that's been around for decades,
of the signings of Julius Peppers and all those people. Like, oh, come on, look, first night of free agency, 12-01. Mm-hmm. You got $50 million right there for Julius.
Lovie Smith has a boombox over his head standing outside the house.
Meanwhile, you got guys whose careers might end because of, you know, workman's comp situations that they should be paid for that are walking away with not only having to pay out of pocket, but no future earnings on top of that.
See, to me, it isn't so much about the total dollars involved, but the thought behind it, or lack thereof. The actual consideration, the humanity behind it.
The moral part, that's what we're talking about.
It's not, you can't really put a price on wanting to make sure your injured players are cared for.
Well, these players are doing it when they pay every time they got to go to the doctor. You know, that's right. In the end, you know, we could talk about what's morally right and what's morally wrong, but fiscally, after you're done with football, if you've taken care of your money, and trust me, I've seen hospital bills that I never thought I would see before in the last couple of weeks or so. I mean, that it's costly. It's called, not to mention the fact that you might be addicted to opiates on top of it. I mean, this is bad guy stuff that goes on a daily basis that we don't talk about, probably.
Senate Bill number 12, I just tweeted out a link to it at the Illinois General Assembly. It is there, and it's part of a larger bill regarding workers' comp. So the professional athlete part is the added provision there towards the bottom.
It's just crazy, man. And they obviously just don't care, and I've said this for years, they don't care about player safety. They care about the appearance of caring about player safety. And so why that concussion settlement was such a huge win for the league, mm-hmm. was that it was $785 million for the problem to go away legally, and there was no future thing that could come back. So then it's like, okay, we wrote our big ass check. We're done with you. And now we can still penny pinch in these other ways when it comes to health. What are you going to do about it?
I wonder how this flies in a strong union town, too. You know? I mean,
oh,
the commercials that are ran inside Soldier Field, the attachments and relationships that are had, you know, around Soldier Field, and all the people that George McCaskey is willing to walk through the South Lot pass. I wonder how many
union members is he talking to when those guys are saying, "Hey, great job, keep it up, things will get better." Are those pipe fitters? Are those teachers?
Don't fall off that ladder.
Are those plumbers?
Yeah, seriously, if you work for me, you wouldn't get paid.
We got to wait for David Haw to walk through the lot with him.
Right,
find out.
Right. How many of those are IBEW, right?
I mean, it's crazy.
You know, but now I'm sitting here thinking, and we got to find out which of the other professional teams, even the minor league ones, might know about this, might not know about this. Some of them could be totally on board with this and letting the Bears, you know, take the brunt of it and be publicly the ones that are aligned with it. Because if you're one of those minor league teams, it could, you know, it benefits you to do it without. And you don't have the shield that a team like the Bears does.
Yeah, the difference with the affiliated minor league teams is those contracts are with the major league team. So I'm not sure if, for example, and I don't even know with
minor league hockey, too. I mean, some of these teams with no affiliate.
No, the affiliated teams. Not the independent teams.
No,
but if you are playing for the Peoria Chiefs, I don't even know who their major league team is right now. But those contracts, I believe, in some way are covered by the umbrella of the big league team. You're not getting paid out of some bank in Peoria.
Mm. Yeah. People are saying, you know, bring on the other side. It's like, man, we will. Like, this is the very beginning of the story. We're figuring it out.
They've been invited.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know the answer to every part of it. I just need, like, two or three little details and then let DeMora Smith go. I don't know the answer to all these people's questions.
Also, in how many other states has this already been done?
He said,
you know, it's possible. I'm sure Kansas.
He said they tried in Louisiana.
Don't even get
started. Have you heard his story?
That's our country now.
Yeah. Trust me, I'm aware.
We had
a big-ass signal and a little speck of blue into huge, deep seas of red.
Well, you know all about Kansas.
Dude, this text line right here is...
Kansas.
This is much better, is what I'm saying. You guys think it's terrible. My God.
Really?
Yeah. You know, Jewish guy and a black guy doing a radio show with all that signal into Missouri and Kansas? Yeah, mortifying.
I can imagine.
Mortifying.
You know, but as far as policy goes, it really would not surprise me. If they're finding ways to fire Supreme Court justices who order them to take care of schools.
Yeah.
If you're really looking for the extreme, there are other states where you have supermajorities and veto-proof supermajorities that probably have put some of these curbs in to help the large businesses that are the teams.
He said it has come up several different times with different states. Most recently, Tom Benson, the owner of the Saints in Louisiana, a similar bill the New Orleans Saints players themselves showed up after practice to the state Senate as it was being argued. And of course, it turned into no, that's not what we meant. Let's all take pictures together. We'll bury that.
Very root of it, and we've talked about this before, where it changed from fan bases recognizing and aligning themselves less and less with players that they root for, and more indirectly or directly with ownership because of, all right, I want to win a championship, and I know these guys aren't going to get fired, and you know what? Let's get the best value for this player and that player. It at some point, and maybe sports radio is part of the reason, at some point it switched from identifying, and the money growing as well, identifying with the player and more so identifying with billionaire owners because you thought you had the same goal at hand, which was winning a championship and civic pride and all those other things. That's why you can play on these kinds of fears and you can play on these kinds of insecurities of people who will never make the amount of money that these guys are making. So, of course, you make millions of dollars, go pay for it out your own damn pocket.
Part of that over time has been an understanding of player movement, that there are people where you used to get invested in individual players. Now, okay, we traded your favorite player, what we get. It's now what they get, what we get. Understanding that there are generations of kids now that just aren't as attached to individual players because they know not to be.
Still, the idea of understanding and rationalizing the moves of a billionaire as opposed to a millionaire because you're mad that the millionaire makes as much money as he does, so he should have no say in anything. That's the mind-boggling part.
Right, and that's not a worker. That's not an employee anymore.
Well, speaking of workers, this bill, you know, the professional athlete part is just a provision that's tacked on to the workers' comp bill for all Illinois workers. And that is obviously a much more complicated issue because I'm sure there are small businesses and others who are damaged by fraud frauds, by fraudulent claims and stuff like that. Like, I bet that's where some of the conversation is going to go from the people who are behind the bill.
Sure,
is to that part of it.
They'll say that workers' comp has gotten too expensive and they're not getting the return on the premiums that they're paying. And like, I know cognitively what the arguments are. Well, this part of it, though,
this part of it is the issue. Yeah. Is that you're just sliding the professional athlete part of it amidst the true complications of everything else in the actual bill. That's what's gross, among other things.
And so just
the perfect word for it, by the way.
Yeah, gross. Just to reset it for anyone who's joining us. In Illinois, there's this provision that they're trying to take workers' comp from now you can get it up to 67 years old, slashing it down to 35 for professional athletes. It's a provision, and it's being lobbied for by the McCaskey family. And it would not just be Bears players. It would be minor leaguers and all of that. And Demoris Smith of the NFL Players Association came on and just flamed him.
And it is for, we should be specific, permanent partial disability benefits. Permanent partial disability benefits. And there are any number of players who sustain an injury that is chronic for the rest of their lives and are compensated for that.
Right. Hip replacement and shoulder replacement. You walk with a limp. You got a fake knee. You got something that's going to affect you habitually going forward.
At the very core of it, if you're the I don't give a damn about these guys fan, well, you should give a damn about other players coming to your favorite team to win championships.
That's why that's the money quote to come out of this, is the reality that a union boss is going to tell his guys.
I don't think he's bluffing.
To not,
no, me either.
To not go to one of the 32 potential markets. I mean, that's.
And then these guys hang out.
He just said it flat out.
These guys hang out with each other. So guess what? When you talk to a Demaryius Thomas, he's talking to a Jimmy Butler, who's talking to a Bryce Harper, who's talking to, you know, a hockey player. Like,
hey,
these things, they roll in the same circles. All of a sudden, when business starts to come up, you start to find out where you shouldn't go.
You thought
when Antonio Brown is waiting there for Jimmy after the game.
Now the Bulls will have an excuse for not ever getting a free agent.
I was just going to say, they already had hard enough time.
You thought Dwayne Wade did some damage when he carried on the Michael Jordan stuff in the 90s and the aughts,
Carlos Boozer's not going to be on that flight.
Yeah, but however, look, the truth is, the big name free agents in any of these sports would sign for an amount of money that would make any partial defray of an injury settlement a pittance. So again, it's not really the point isn't about the actual dollars. The point is if they band together and are taken care of, the reason why an individual big time free agent, it wouldn't be like, well, how am I going to pay for my knee? If you really are a brethren or a sisterhood of
shield,
this is what professional you do. Athletes. So I'm going to take care of the Rockford Ice Hog. I'm going to take care of the Peoria Rivermen on this, even though I would be signing with the Bulls. You know, it's. I don't know if people are actually thinking it, but once agents, lawyers, union heads are communicating, these movements happen quickly.
Yeah, I mean, that quote is just incredible. There's going to be fallouts from all of it. I mean, anyone get the rickets on? It's a question. You know what I mean? I don't know who's behind it and all of it, but it there's a lot of tentacles on the story.
Owners of all the other professional teams absolutely need to be asked about this.
Good job, fellas.
Oh, well, thank you.
What do you guys have? That's a score kind of day right
there. Yeah, it's good stuff. It's good stuff.
Awesome. I was sitting there listening outside the whole time.
We've got Kevin Harlan at 145.
This guy's drunk.
He's going to be calling the game.
I love Harlan.
Absolutely. We got Anthony Herron at 3 and Larry Fitzgerald at 5.
Is Anthony Herron? Is that Boom Herron?
No, Anthony Herron, who hosts here on this station every once in a while.
Oh, yeah, he's phenomenal.
I did the same thing, by the way.
Dan Boom Herron.
Yeah, yeah. Daniel Herron, I did the same thing. I'm like, Boom Herron's coming on, man. He's not giving it another try. No, Anthony Herron is damn good. He's a former NFL player. We could talk to him about this stuff and also the Super Bowl. So it should be fun. This is a Friday before the Super Bowl, fellas.
Yes, it is.
It's going to be a football-y kind of day.
We put down some money. The show pot is back.
Nice.
We have a new degenerate Danny.
Nice.
Oh, God.
I'll just book all their bets. So it'll be fine. I'll play the house.
I got Taylor Gabriel to score the first touchdown.
He's like plus 2,000 or something, right?
18-1.
Yeah.
And I got Martellus. I put money on each of those guys.
I have the Bovada screen up, and the lady's like, "What's that?" And I'm like, "Oh, just a forum, just a chat room where guys talk sports with numbers next to it. Don't worry about it. Everything's good.
Metrics.
Right. Looking at the show research. Don't worry about it.
It's a baby food site. It's a place where I can buy baby supplies at reasonable prices.
Infamil is minus 3.5. So yeah, it should be too fun today.
So, what was the drink of choice last night?
Aberlour 16.
Ooh, yeah, a Highland single malt.
Very nice. He offered me to stay on his couch.
Nice.
Like, no, I'll leave.
Nice. Get you initiated the right way.
Yeah.
Got some soup dumplings from Hing Ki there in Chinatown.
Nice.
Yeah. Solid Chinese food.
High-level Chinese food, some scotch.
Play mahjong.
There was no spooning. Of any kind.
Damn.
You had the recliner, I had the couch. It's fine.
Maybe next time.
My dog humped his leg all during dinner, though, and I just kind of let it happen.
He asked me, more interestingly, if I agreed that his mom was hot.
Yeah, well.
Showed me a picture.
In Ruben's room, as he's named after.
Now I know what state you men were in.
Yeah.
It kind of sets the backdrop. Yeah. All right, now I know.
Yeah.
That's all you had to say.
Yeah.
You could have left the dumplings out and all that other stuff.
Now I know what you guys were. It was a white tennis dress. She was 24 years old. And I was like, why are you giving me all this information?
It's a beautiful man. And of course he came from beautiful pedigree.
Yeah, he knew how to use the carb on the back while he also lit the lighter.
All right.
See? There it is.
That's remedial stuff.
Yeah.
He had to be reminded.
Not an amateur.
Well, it's been a while since he and Nick Wright sat around and watched The Wire.
It's not a lift-out bowl, then you have to do that.
No gas masks?
You don't want your draft socks or something?
No, come on now. We're here. Okay. No Laramie Tunsil situation.
I was about to say, come on.
Have a good show, gentlemen.
We'll try.
Thank you.
It's Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Tiger Woods, did you hear why he hurt his back while dining?
He did for the first time in a decade.
Fly commercial.
He did not take his private jet.
Oh, of course he was.
But that's like a mini apartment.
You or me, we would just take a nap and we would stretch out.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Robert Kraft is aptly named. The minute NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said his absence from Foxborough the last 2 years, including this year's playoffs, had nothing to do with Deflategate, the Patriots' crafty owner pounced. Goodell said that he'd be happy to attend a Patriots game if invited by Kraft, as if the commissioner needs to go to StubHub to get a ticket. Kraft responded by saying he was certain Patriot fans would welcome Goodell, and said that if the Patriots win the Super Bowl Sunday, the NFL's season opener, which will be played at the home of Sunday's winner on September 7th, would be a perfect time for Goodell to make a triumphant return to Gillette Stadium. The commissioner could participate in the ceremony honoring the champions. The thought of Goodell walking out onto the field and waving to almost 67,000 booing fans almost makes a neutral observer want to pull for the Patriots. What a sight that would be. I'm John Feinstein. CBS Sports Radio.
1-877 Cars for Kids.
A vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward. At the University of Illinois Springfield, you'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Mama always say, gotta be yourself, gotta be yourself.
You deserve the wedding dress of your dreams. Right now at David's Bridal, find gorgeous gowns for every style and budget, including select wedding dresses originally $700 to $1,600, now just $499. So be bold, be flirty, be sweet. But whatever you do, be your own bride, only at David's Bridal. Sale ends February 21st.
Gotta be yourself.
Weekly horoscope. Libra, be ready to clear up last week's errors in communications. Scorpio, use this week to learn something new or a new way of doing something. Sagittarius, take off the rose-colored glasses and face the fact that something may be off. Capricorn, balance is the key, especially when it comes to your thoughts and what others think about you. Aquarius, your love life, or lack thereof, takes an interesting turn this week. And Pisces, give yourself a break. The good things on the horizon will come. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the new drama, Training Day. A rogue detective.
Police works like sex. It's a lot more effective when it isn't pretty.
Will take his rookie partner.
Cops have rules.
I'm not pushing a patrol car anymore, Dorothy.
Where he's never gone before.
Drop your weapons.
From the executive producer of CSI.
My last two trainees didn't make it through a single shift.
I'll take my chances.
I'm the test nobody passes.
Training Day, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS has big news we know you'll love.
Our show's back on, and hooray for love.
The Oddest Odd Couple is on Monday.
I hope you have fun with your booze and your bimbo.
I see no flaw in that plan.
Matthew Perry.
Felix came along and vacuumed all the fun out of my life.
And Thomas Lennon star.
So I have so many quirks. In high school, they called me Captain Quirk, and not in a nice way.
The hit comedy, The Odd Couple.
Oscar, Oscar, Oscar.
Felix, shut up.
CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
Can you feel it? No, not the wind chill, the Powerball jackpot. It just keeps growing and growing. And guess what? Right now, it's $229 million. That's right. You heard me. Over $229 million. Let me say it again. $229 million. Check IllinoisLottery.com for the latest updates. So what?
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Waiting for
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz and Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Where's Maddox?
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Don't miss your chance to watch Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Only five home games remain, and tickets are limited. Buy now at nusports.com.
This union will tell every potential free agent player, if this bill passes, to not come to the Bears.
That is NFLPA Executive Director Damora Smith on with Spiegel and Parkins earlier today. The bill he speaks of would remove workers' compensation for athletes in the state of Illinois beginning at the age of 35, but who really wants a football player over 35 unless it's Tom Brady? NBA, the Bulls go for three in a row as they continue their six-game road trip. Tonight they are in Houston with a 7 p.m. tip. Elsewhere in the NBA this evening, Memphis takes on the Thunder and Denver hosts Milwaukee. In hockey, the Blackhawks snapped a three-game losing streak with a 4-3 win over Arizona. Tomorrow night they play in Dallas. In golf, Tiger withdrew before the second round of the Omega Dubai Desert Classic because of back spasms. George Kotsia is the leader at 9-under. Sergio is a shot back. The Waste Management Phoenix Open, Byung-Hun An leads at 10-under. Brendan Steele, Martin Laird, and Matt Kuchar sit one shot back. Lefty is 4-under after his second round, six shots off the pace. Fried chicken is crispy, savory, and universally delicious, but now it's also a chalupa. That's right. Taco Bell has created the first shell made out of crispy, marinated, all-white fried chicken. All-white meat fried chicken as well. The new Naked Chicken Chalupa from Taco Bell. Part chalupa, all fried chicken. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, the radio home of Super Bowl 51 this Sunday when the Falcons take on the Patriots. Listen Sunday for all the coverage on Chicago's number one rated sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Art Van Furniture.
It's the Super
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss the new reality thriller, Hunted. 18 ordinary people on the run.
We can't stay in one spot.
We gotta get out of here.
They'll try to elude expert hunters.
My team is from the Navy SEALs, the CIA, U.S. Marshals.
We'll find them.
In a high-stakes game of hide and seek.
We are safe as long as we don't make a silly mistake.
My instinct is telling me something ain't feeling right.
Move in.
Let's go.
Hunted. New episode, CBS Wednesday.
How is that, Tanny?
This is my day. It's Friday. Yeah, this is my day.
It's
Friday.
And Von Miller, he has the speed to get around the corner and the power to run over you and the energy to go all night long.
Hey, Owl Nation, this is Coach Kiffin. What an exciting time. Next week is National Signing Day. Go out.
Because this is my day. It's Friday. Yeah, this is my day. Friday.
I think because of my offensive line coach that I had in college. His name's Harry Hiestand. He's one of the best in college.
Well, Wisconsin's always a very big, punishing, downhill running team.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the Wisconsin way.
Yeah.
There's no question.
But I went to Illinois.
Yeah, I know that.
This is my day.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Hello. Here until 6 o'clock doing sports things and talking
sports,
on Friday. It's the rare sunny day in Chicago.
It
this
is.
Winter. It is actually sunny outside.
Yeah, I stepped outside and missed the hail of bullets and poverty and crime.
Oh,
and,
I know.
You know, it's Skid Row. Yeah.
I have to step over piles of carnage all the time. You know, outside the gym is all the carnage.
And carnage asada.
I ordered that. I mean, for my lunch. I
got a dad joke off. I apologize for that.
And the show today has Kevin Harlan at 1:45, Anthony Herron in studio at 3. Larry Fitzgerald at 5, and then we'll do It's On at 5:30. We're going to give away two pairs of tickets.
Two.
To the Progressive International Motorcycle Show at
two
the Donald
pairs.
W. Stevens Convention Center. So you got to be listening if you want to win. No smoke for you today, just tickets.
The boat show.
Stop it! 312-644-6767 is our number at WSCR The Score. Yeah. We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. See the Sonata at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Email us at BernsteinandGoff at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. 670thescore.com is where you can, actually, 67011, turning to Rosner all of a sudden.
Yeah, no worries.
Text us, and you can sext us. We did get a fabulous wayward sext yesterday.
I'd like to know how that went.
Oh,
I like a little post game show on
with
that.
The nap.
Yeah,
and everything,
yeah,
and
take
the
a nap. Yeah, I'm gonna need a freak tonight. So.
Did your freak nap properly?
Or if the nap wasn't proper enough, did they supply another freak for that person?
Well, it's like freak comp,
right? Freakman's compensation. Yeah,
Freakman's compensation, where the team's now on the hook to provide a freak for you.
Demora Smith will join us later for that as well.
And you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. On Twitter, it is at Bernstein_Goff. He is at Jason1Goff. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. You can watch us. Hello, creepy people out there.
My finest dad shirt today. Yeah.
You can watch us on our Facebook page and Facebook Live, or at Watch670TheScore.com. The director of that video stream is Brian Gertsch.
John Hansen is at Evanston right now, and he's ready to get into the pool with the diving team. Good morning, John.
Yeah, Lawrence and Gene, you can tell I'm a little bit nervous to get on into the pool here. Sean, you're going to help me out, though, right?
I will give it a shot.
I'm going to put the cap on and do a few strokes, but Gene and Lawrence, you guys are welcome to watch and cut me off at any time because I ain't going too fast.
Can I say hi to Lawrence? This is the home of Jason Goff.
Ah! A nice shout-out to 670 to score, Lawrence. A nice shout-out there.
Love them. Love Boards and Bernstein. Love Lawrence.
Absolutely. All right, enough of your shout-out, Sean.
Right,
okay, here you go.
I'm
take
done.
The mic. I'm going to do it, all right?
Thank you very much and appreciate the love. And shout out to my man, Jason Goff, from Evanston Township High School.
Tanks on the
Evanston.
Street. Damn right. Shout out to Lawrence, who is doing some stuff on WCIU's morning show. Channel 26 to you. So, yeah, man. Got a little shout-out, some love, some Evanston love. I believe Evanston is facing off against New Trier in the pit tonight.
Bruh.
Yeah. Might have to make my way up north to go hang out and watch myself some high school basketball. A little no-gel Eastern, might be the player of the year in the state. So, yeah, might check it out tonight.
The producers, our EP is Nick Shepkowski.
Well, first I'm going to say one thing. When Locke and Forrest says something, I tell you with a grain of salt, usually it's wrong.
Okay. So, That's awesome. That's awesome. Just shots. Greg Gabriel taking shots at one Jason Locke on four.
Our audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
Hodgkins, Illinois is the next place we're heading. Terry, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, thanks. What this Herb Arcus guy? What credentials does he have to do sports?
Lug Arcus?
Nub? You know this Herb Arcus guy?
Nub.
Who the hell is he?
Lub?
I think he said Nub.
Give it to me
one more.
You know
this Herb Arcus guy?
Lub? L-U-B? Or L-U-V? Give it to me one more time, Tanny.
You know this Herb Arcus guy?
Nub. Nub?
It's Nub.
Well, we'll talk to Nub at some point
natural.
Next week.
I'm pointing a gub at you.
You know this Herb Arcus guy.
I'm hearing Lub.
No, I got Nub on that
all
one.
All right. Overruled. What do you got today? Get off your phone.
No, I've got people I've got to talk to right now about this story that was broken on the midday show, and I'm going to have more info for you when we come back on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, home of the amazing Santa Fe.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com for pre-auto show savings on their entire inventory of SUVs and trucks, including Silverado pickups. Don't miss the pre-auto show discounts at Apple Chevy. Get details at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Mama always said, gotta be yourself, gotta be yourself.
You deserve the wedding dress of your dreams. Right now at David's Bridal, find gorgeous gowns for every style and budget, including select wedding dresses originally $700 to $1,600, now just $499. So be bold, be flirty, be sweet. But whatever you do, be your own bride, only at David's Bridal. Sale ends February 21st.
Gotta be yourself.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for four tubs of Muscle Milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin can wait. CBS Monday.
CBS Wednesday.
Hello, residents. This is Angels Memorial.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden and Rob Lowe.
You with me on this?
Game on.
Code Black, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
CBS Monday, Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max, I'll be your waitress, because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting!
Sorry, Caroline, that's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it, we're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations, you made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back!
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max, I'm Caroline, we're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Monday.
I'm too sexy for my love.
This week in 1992, UK act Right Said Fred started a 3-week run at number one with I'm Too Sexy. Rapper Big Punisher died of a heart attack at age 28 this week in 2000. And this week in 2012, Whitney Houston was found dead in a Beverly Hills hotel suite, submerged in a bathtub.
Week on the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast.
One of my favorite fighters, boxer Paulie Malignaggi. Are you still fighting? Are you not still fighting?
Yeah, I've been trying to end my career, man. I mean, it's such a struggle to just kind of let things go. You know, it's I still feel pretty slick and pretty agile and pretty versatile in my ability to compete. So I just want to be able to do it just a little while longer.
I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Download and subscribe on Play.it and iTunes. And check out Paulie Malignaggi's podcast From Brooklyn to the World.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Third and four, looks into the nickel of San Francisco in the secondary. Hey, somebody has run out on the field. Some goofball in a hat and a red shirt. Now he takes off the shirt. He's running down the middle by the 50. He's at the 30. He's bare-chested and banging his chest. Now he runs the opposite way. He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk, but there he goes. The 20. They're chasing him. They're not going to get him. Waving his arms, bare-chested. Somebody stop
Look
that
out.
Man.
Here comes the blue coat.
Oh,
Kevin.
They got him.
Here comes
They're coming
the blue
from the
coat.
Left. Oh, and they tackle him at the 40-yard line.
Oh, that was the most exciting thing to happen tonight.
Brutal honesty from Kevin Harlan in one of the calls of the year, one of the calls of any year. And Kevin Harlan is going to be your play-by-play man for Super Bowl 51 on Westwood One. The coverage that you will hear right here on 670 The Score starts at 3 p.m. Sunday. And Kevin Harlan joins us now on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Home Run In Pizza, the natural choice for the big game. Well, Kevin, I think everybody is in agreement that you have, purely from a football perspective, beyond all the everything else, what people expect to shape up to be a terrific football game in front of you on Sunday.
It's going to be, I think, terrific. I love our quarterbacks. I love that one team has got a defense that is ranked so high, and another team has got a defense that is expanding and getting better every week. First-time Super Bowl coach, an organization that's only been there twice, another organization which historically probably will go down as one of the greatest in pro football history, certainly a coach that's on the Mount Rushmore of head coaches in pro football history, and a quarterback that's right there with them on that. This game has a lot of intrigue, but it always comes down to quarterbacking. And I think we've got two of the best going head-to-head, which to me promises to make it a very close and exciting game.
Kevin, how many of these have you done, and which one was your most enjoyable experience?
Hey, Jason, I would say this is my eighth that I've done, I've enjoyed every one of them, and I can't really say that one has been over. There have been others that have been more exciting. Mm-hmm. The Malcolm Butler interception for New England on Russell Wilson's pass at the goal line was pretty scintillating, and Aaron Rodgers and the Packers winning a handful of years ago, that was great. Peyton Manning winning last year in his final NFL game. I mean, you can't ask for a better way for a first ballot Hall of Famer to go out, one of the greatest quarterbacks the game has ever seen. So I love them all. And good game or bad, I feel incredibly privileged to do the broadcast. Don't ever take it for granted and think about it all year long. I really do. I grew up in a football family, so this is in the fabric of who I am, how I was brought up by my family, because they're with the Packers for so long. So I love pro football and love these big games. And I just have a feeling that this one is going to be one that we'll all remember for a variety of reasons, whether it's Brady winning, tying a record with his fifth ring, or Matt Ryan, who in all probability will be the MVP over the weekend, named in that category for the NFL, and come in and show the kind of excellence and precision that he has shown over the last 2 months of the NFL season, certainly through the playoffs. I just know we're going to have somebody, maybe even a couple players, that are going to be indelibly marked in our minds with great individual performances and part of a terrific win.
I don't know if it's going to be part of your storyline within the game itself, but I've read a lot of smart people talking about the socio-cultural and political context of this game. We know that Tom Brady has ties to our new and controversial president, and these are new and nervous and very, very different times for people just as soon as they wake up and they scroll through their phone and they have no idea what's going to happen next. And amidst all of it, in the outset of this comes a Super Bowl. And is there any way, and it might not be your job in this case, but I will remember this Super Bowl, whatever happens, for sort of where it is in the larger picture of the country.
Call dropped.
Nope, call dropped. All right, we will try to reestablish contact with Kevin Harlan.
Scottie Pippen like moment just now.
It didn't drop on our end. But
no, it did okay. Not.
All right. Now I got to try to remember all the words.
Yeah, for John Madden to pop on. Right, right.
Welcome to your Friday, ladies and gentlemen.
So many words in that question.
You did.
A lot of words. And now I forgot them, and now I got to try to remember them.
Your sports thought charcoal briquettes in a nice little pyramid.
It was so hard
and
to
then you
do.
Lit it on fire right there.
I didn't write anything. I didn't do it again.
Hey, Kevin, what do you think about Julio Jones?
Kevin, do we have you? Do we have you there, Kevin?
He's here.
I heard what you said. I thought, as you were going through that, like, honestly, guys, that's one of the best questions I think I've ever heard. I thought, what a wonderful way to frame it and educate and move it forward and spin it forward. And I don't, that's interesting how this game will be set on that backdrop. President-elect Trump is going to be on our pregame show.
Wow.
And give an interview to Jim Gray. Yeah, I'm not sure on the time, but he is going to be on. And, we had on he and Hillary Clinton the night before the election on a Monday night for the Tuesday election back in November. And I thought that was kind of an interesting thing for our network to do. We're affiliated with CBS and NBC Radio, so we have that kind of in our DNA, I guess. But I don't know how much it is a part of what I'm going to do as a broadcaster. I think there are people, to be honest with you, so much smarter, so much better versed in all the nuances that make this story a story. As an American, you take in what happens around you. I've never, in my years, I'm just over 50, I've never seen this kind of, I was too young in the 60s to really know or understand what was going on. But I certainly see a lot of flashbacks to those times, and it seems like we are entering a phase where, Americans feel, whether it's with social media or in protest, are out there doing and saying what they feel, which is what this country was built on. And I'm certain on Sunday, and it's even happened a little bit this week already here in Houston, There are protests. There is a political tinge. There is a feeling like we've never had before that I've noticed certainly in the 8 years that I've done it. So I think that will be part of the narrative. And I think there will be people on our broadcast that are well-educated that will speak to it. And if I'm called upon to voice my opinion, I just don't know if I really would. I just don't know if that's my role. But I think there are people on a broadcast that are paid to be analysts and give opinion, and I think they will. And I think that might be a very interesting part of our broadcast if indeed it does go in that direction, if the compass is pointed in that direction.
When it comes to the actual calling of the game, I would describe your style as on and from lower energy to higher energy as more of the a high energy call. And a Super Bowl is hard because you've got long breaks. You've got an endless halftime show and the setup and the teardown and everything else. And it doesn't have the same pace as a regular season game that you're used to calling. When you have to look at it and say, oh, yeah, I forgot there's a second half of football. Or, boy, we've been here for 4 hours. Is it difficult? Do you have to remind yourself to make sure your energy level is matching the moment as it drags out the way it does?
Well, that's a great question again. I on the top of my score sheet, I write four words, two small sentences, every play and any play. Because of the breaks and their length, the halftime length, as you've talked about, you can relax. It's human nature. You can let your guard down. You can take your focus and put it on hold for a second, and that would come back to bite you. Because it could be any play, and you've got to be ready for every play. And when you're doing a four-hour broadcast with a lot of commercial reads, as you know well, and then doing the broadcast itself and bringing in all the people, we've got like 10 people that are going to be on the air with pregame, halftime, postgame, and on the actual play-by-play. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts. And so the focus is just paramount. And staying focused is essential. So I've got to remind myself, hey, listen, you really can't exhale. You've got to, even during that half hour, whatever it is, halftime, I've got to stay in my chair, work on notes. But I've got to keep very much in the present and can't think about what happened in the first half, look too far ahead in the second half. I got to kind of stay in the here and now, and that is a chore. It really 4 hours to keep the most sharp of concentration is difficult in anything, but especially in one where we have over a record number 800 stations. It's on the BBC. It's on Armed Forces Radio. We will have over 30 million listeners in and around the broadcast throughout the day. I mean, there's a lot on us, and so it's incumbent on me to be, as sharp as I possibly can. But it's tough. You're right. It's a different pace. It's so interesting you bring that up. Only a play-by-play guy or guy in the business would know about pace and rhythm, and it's different from the regular season. You're so right.
Kevin won't ask you who do you think is going to win because you're calling the game, but the most important things for you going into this game from a broadcasting aspect?
Jason, I'm going to look at a couple things. I'm going to look at how Atlanta does in the red zone, because if they don't score touchdowns, they're sunk. They're going to move the ball. We know that. And New England, that's kind of in their MO. They let them move it between the 20s, but once you get in the red area, it becomes incredibly difficult, and that's where Belichick is at his best. So if Atlanta does not score touchdowns, they're in trouble. And Atlanta's got to play, I think, an incredibly clean game. They've got four guys on their roster that have Super Bowl experience. The Patriots have 21, including Brady, and a coach who's been there so much as an assistant with Parcells and as a head coach with his Patriots, seventh time he's taken them there. So you know they're going to be precise. They're going to be well-schooled. They're going to be, the screws will be tightened for New England. Will Atlanta play a clean game? Because if they don't, New England will pounce, and that could be trouble too. So I'm going to be watching those flares along the way and see exactly where Atlanta, only there for the second time as an organization, for the first time since 98, and with no one on this roster from that team to this, I'm going to see how they navigate all that, because I think it's going to be incumbent on them to really be on their game, and they cannot have any flaws.
I know Jason was joking before he mentioned Julio Jones. He also is a test for play-by-play broadcasters because he makes you come up with some new descriptions, maybe some different verbs, some different adjectives. There are
different noises.
There are different noises. There are special things that guy does.
Isn't he brilliant? I've watched a lot. I watched his last two games on tape and every play that he's had. And in my mind, I am doing a mock play-by-play because the way he catches and stretches and gets his toes in and and that the catches are above his helmet. They're helmet high. They're low around his knees. They're shoestring catches. I mean, he does everything. He's an outstanding receiver who athletically can do things that the normal guy cannot do. And usually he is in stride, but a lot of times he will plant, and he'll be right there, and then it's that sudden move, that explosive move with a spin or a cut that puts him in a position to make a big play. I can't wait. He's a dazzling performer, and I can't wait. You know, I know Greg Cosell has rated him very high all season long, so that is enough for me to really keep an eye on Julio Jones all game long.
We'll be listening, people, if you are out and about for whatever reason. You got to run an errand in the middle of the Super Bowl, 670 The Score. You will hear this man on the call, Kevin Harlan. Thank you for taking the time to join us, and good luck on Sunday.
Thank you for carrying the broadcast. Great to be on with you. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you.
That is Kevin Harlan, and when we come back after the top of the hour, I have all kinds of information about this bill downstate, about which teams are involved, about why they are involved. I learned a lot from some further explanations that are going to change your mind, perhaps, as to what this is, why it is, and what the bill is designed to do. So I'm going to do my best to inform you, as I have been informed, to try to get a more well-rounded understanding of this particular bill that is being tacked onto the Illinois budget regarding workers' comp and professional athletes in the state of Illinois. So don't go anywhere. You got Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago.